A bipartisan plan was announced Tuesday to try to stabilize health insurance markets. The plan would continue subsidies for insurance companies for 2 years, something that President Trump said he wants to see terminated. Industry officials warn without those subsidies, premiums would spike and insurers might leave the marketplace. Joining us for a few minutes to talk about how all of this could affect Arizona is Swapna Reddy with ASU School for the Science of Healthcare Delivery. And Swapna, good morning. Let's start with where the state is at right now. People have been so worried about a sharp rise in premium costs that was slated to happen this year. What are consumers actually feeling when it comes to their financial readiness?
Sure. So in Arizona, look, we have a high need state. We had lots of people that joined the insurance marketplace when it was made available to us. And we also know about our population is that over 70% of them rely on the subsidies that are the focus of the Alexander Murray deal that came out on Tuesday. So we have lots of folks here in Arizona that depend on those subsidies. What we've also seen recently in the last year or two are really sharp spikes in premiums. Those subsidies are especially important for those spikes in premiums because they largely really mute the effect of those premiums for the vast majority of the people in the marketplace. So what we see here in Arizona are lots of people that are in the marketplace, lots of people that rely on the subsidies, and even though the premiums have spiked quite a bit, lots of individuals that depend on those subsidies in order to maintain insurance.
And since Arizona doesn't have its own exchange, relying on healthcare.gov, how could that affect things going forward?
Yeah, so since we have not invested in our own exchange, we're extremely dependent on the federal government. We're extremely dependent on how the funding the federal government puts into funding navigators, into getting people insured and enrolled in insurance. Our enrollment period is starting on November 1st. We have a shortened period from November 1st to December 31st. And the federal government, which our state depends on to help enroll individuals in Arizona into the marketplace, has cut funding for encouraging people to get onto the marketplace and helping them navigate how to get onto the marketplace by almost 90%. So not a great way to get people that need insurance into the federal marketplace in Arizona. And since we don't have our own state exchange, we don't really have an alternative to that.
Now, Swapna, this may be speculative, but how does this uncertainty potentially affect the market when people aren't really sure, when the president is saying one thing, you have lawmakers trying to put something together, and it's not really clear whether any of this in any form could advance?
Yeah, this is a really shaky time for consumers. It's a shaky time for consumers. It's a shaky time for insurers. Insurers, by definition, don't like risk. They like security, and so they're feeling very insecure at this moment. The president has changed his mind quite a bit on what his approach will be. As we know, last week he said that the federal government will no longer be funding the subsidies. When the Alexander Murray deal kind of was released on Tuesday, he was supportive of it. Then the White House said that they were not that supportive of it. I think what this ends up being is extremely confusing for the consumer. A lot of people are unsure if the marketplace will even be in effect coming up. It doesn't feel like a secure place to receive health care anymore. At the end of the day, we still know millions of people are depending on the marketplace in order to get their care. And, in terms of the actual subsidies, we know that up to 6 million people rely on those copays in the United States to be able to afford care. So not a really confident place. And especially as we're about to enter an enrollment period, I can understand the lack of confidence from consumers in wanting to enroll, though they still need the coverage.
Now, Swapna, in our last minute or so, let's explore politics, which we can certainly do in 60 seconds, I'm sure. When we think about how things are going when it comes to Alexander Murray and even the Problem Solvers Caucus trying to put something together, are you surprised that there has been a public bipartisanship considering how this issue has become so partisan?
Yeah, what's interesting is that what's happening in Washington doesn't necessarily seem to be reflecting what the people want because, there was a recent Kaiser Health Tracking poll that found that 51% of the U.S. public actually has a favorable view towards the ACA, and, 66% of them actually prefer stabilizing the market as opposed to repealing and replacing it. So I think that the public actually wants a bipartisan approach to this. They understand, actually, that this is a really messy situation. This is a huge topic, and that it shouldn't be legislated upon so quickly. But what's happening in D.C. doesn't necessarily reflect that. I my personal opinion is that the best move forward is a bipartisan move forward, but we'll have to see kind of what the forces in D.C. actually think.
Swapna Reddy of ASU School for the Science of Healthcare Delivery. Swapna, thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.